USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is in Jacksonville, Florida, touring and speaking at the Miller Electric Company in Jacksonville.
We've unleashed American energy and now are a net exporter of oil and natural gas to the world. We've had free and fair trade deals being negotiated, including the USMCA that goes before Congress soon, and this president signed the largest tax cuts and tax reform in American history. That's what we call promises made and promises kept, Florida.
Speaking at the Oval Office on Friday, President Trump goes after Democrats who are continuing to investigate him.
2.5 years we've watched this, and that's the best they have, and it's a disgrace. And the world is laughing at him.
Those comments as Democrats say there's no set rules on how to go forward with impeachment. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was speaking out about North Korea's latest missile test. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
On the heels of renewed missile testing by North Korea, a U.S. official now reportedly says Iran has test-fired a medium-range ballistic missile that traveled over 600 miles. CNN reporting the unnamed official has confirmed the launch. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says if it's true, he wouldn't be surprised.
They continue to engage in malign activity. They continue to build out their missile program. They continue to work on their nuclear systems, and yet they want to tell the world that, no, they're just defensive and they're just being a normal nation, and we all see differently.
He spoke on Hannity on Fox.
New York City is suing American Airlines over claims a carrier retaliates against workers who call in sick. The city's Department of Consumer and Worker Protection says the airline assigned disciplinary points for every sick day used. The suit also claims American didn't pay sick leave at the required rate. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Republican Senator Mitt Romney is against a budget deal that he says will add trillions of dollars to the national debt. Romney says Congress should work to create a balanced budget that restores the country's fiscal foundation. I had a chance to catch up with best-selling author and financial expert James Rickards. One of the things we discuss is how the debt continues to rise, and this is not a Republican or Democrat issue.
I said we used to have bipartisan responsibility. Today we have bipartisan irresponsibility. And throughout history, from George Washington to Bill Clinton, it had gone up and down and up and down. It didn't go straight up. It was a cycle, and it would go up in times of war and go down in times of peace. That ran off the rails beginning in 2001. So George Bush, when Bill Clinton left office, the national debt was $5 trillion. Bush doubled it to $10 trillion, and then Obama doubled it again to $20 trillion. And Trump has added $2 trillion in 2 years. So Republican or Democrat, all three of these presidents have run this thing off the rails. And here's the problem. People say, so what? You know, you borrow some more money, treasury market's strong, we can afford it, et cetera. But normally you don't worry about that if you're growing. You're like, hey, yeah, debt's high, but I'm growing and growing strongly, so I can afford it. Well, we're not growing strongly. We're growing at 2%, and the debt's going up 5 or 6 or 7% under current projections.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.